and welcome to this guided meditation on tying a bow around this year and preparing for what's ahead. So come to a comfortable seat. Allow yourself to get cozy and settle in for a few moments of reflection, noticing, and naming. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Inhale through the nose, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Again, inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Continue on your own, taking deep breaths. Eyes can be open with a soft gaze down and out, or closed to really drop into this experience. And take a moment to notice. Notice physical sensations. Tightness, heaviness, openness, lightness, tingling, the feeling of your clothing on your skin, air on your skin. What do you notice? And emotionally observing, where are you today in this moment? What name would you give whatever emotion you may be feeling? Excitement, anxiety, restlessness, joy, whatever it is, name it. And then noticing mentally, where are you in this moment? Are you crafting to-dos? Are you wondering how to wrap up this year? Or are you present right here in this moment? No judgment, just notice. And take a moment to bring awareness into your feelings around this year. If there was a color that you could give this year, what would it be? What comes up for you? What visuals do you notice? And I'm going to walk you through the months. And as I do, again, just notice what is coming up for you. Are there colors? Are there visualizations of, oh, that's the month I went to X, wherever you may have gone, or I did Y, whatever you may have done, or I lost so and so. And again, just noticing in your body, are there feelings of heaviness around that month, or lightness, or neutral? So let's begin with January, start of the year. What do you notice when you think back to January of this year? Let's move into February. And what comes to mind as you think of February of this year? And now moving into March. Are there any physical sensations that you notice as you think back to March? What happened in March? How you felt in March? How you showed up in March? And then into April. And again, noticing there's no right or wrong here. We're just observing in our bodies in this moment. Let's move into May. What comes up for you as you remember May? You think about the month of May. What about June? What do you notice in your body as you think back to June? July. What happened in July? How did you feel in July? And what about August? September, which for many is a sort of a new year also. Back to school time. What do you notice in your body as you remember September? Moving into October. What do you notice? The month of November. How does November feel in your body? And moving into December. Final weeks of the year. How does that feel? What comes up for you? And if we were to do a sweeping, just like a big old broom sweep from January into December, to all across these months, is there anything that you'd like to sweep away, that you'd like to let go of, no longer hold on to? And as you think about doing this big broom sweep, what does it make space for? What seeds can you plant? As we look ahead to a brand new year. And again, it's not shutting the door on this year. It's recognizing, it's honoring. What were those lessons learned? What were those experiences? What do I notice in my body? What do I notice emotionally that comes up around these different months? And ultimately, this entire year. And maybe even thinking back to your word of the year. How has that word unfolded for you? Is there a word that maybe bubbling up as you think about the year ahead? Maybe the word is a feeling. Maybe it's a feeling that you want as you move into this new year, clean slate, a fresh start. And also reminding yourself that every day, every moment is also a fresh start. So it's not just when the calendar changes, day to day, month to month, year to year. But every moment, we have the opportunity to choose, to do things differently, to open our hearts, to make space. And what is it that you long to create space for? And visualize yourself in this new year, showing up fully as you want to show up. What do you notice in your body when you picture yourself this way? Is there a color that wraps around all of this, these visuals, these sensations, these ideals? And again, we're not looking for a massive overhaul. You are beautiful as you are. And yet sometimes we just want to make a few tweaks, a few changes, open the doors to allow new things. And what are those new things that you would like to open doors for? What wants a little more attention, a little more time, a little more space to incubate? And if your mind has wandered, which our minds do so beautifully, gently, lovingly guide it back to this moment, to this breath, to this sensation. And picture yourself a year from today. How are things different? Are you living in the same place? Are you living with the same people? Are you doing the same work in or out of the home? How are you showing up in the community? How are you showing up with your family and friends? How are you showing up for yourself? How do you feel? Bring one hand to your heart center. And take a few deep breaths in and out of the nose, drawing in a sense of lightness, openness, hope, possibility. And exhaling darkness, tightness, anything that you feel you'd like to let go of, you'd like to shed. And your inhale, drawing in what you want to bring in. And then on your exhale, Visualize letting go of what you would like to shed, what no longer serves you, what no longer is authentic to who you are or how you want to be or how you want to show up in the world. Let's take one more big deep inhale together. Inhale through the nose. Two, three, four. Exhale through the mouth and let the eyes flutter open. Thank you for joining me in this journey of tying a bow, saying goodbye to this year as we welcome and open ourselves for all that is ahead. Namaste.